Following the tides, living fossils crawl into the shallow waters of the beach. It's an annual spectacle that has happened since the age of the dinosaurs. A learned person steps carefully and observes gently. Welcome to Jamaica Bay. You're listening to Jamaica Bay, a podcast series bringing you stories of the people that work, live, and play in Jamaica Bay, New York City. I'm your host, Helen Cheng, and I'm from the Science and Resilience Institute at Jamaica Bay and New York Sea Grant. Plum Beach is an interesting place. Right off the Belt Parkway Highway, the beach has some amazing wildlife. I went to the beach and had the opportunity to participate in some ongoing research. But I had to find the researchers first.
You may or may not hear it, but I'm right next to the busy Belt Parkway, and there's like maybe a few meters in between the highway and the beach, so it's pretty remarkable. This is a large beach, so we'll see if I can find somebody and who looks like they're doing research.
I was looking for Mark Botten, a professor of biology from Fordham University Lincoln Center, and Christina Colomb, a professor of biology from the City of University of New York, Kingsborough Community College.
Hit right there. You're beautiful. It's all good.
I found them, along with a group of students helping with their research.
Take 1 through 5.
Can you explain what they're doing?
So what we're doing here is we're surveying this quadrat, this grid of the beach, for horseshoe crab eggs.
Horseshoe crabs have existed and remained unchanged for more than 450 million years. That means existing since the age of the dinosaurs. They are important members of the Jamaica Bay estuary, providing a source of food for migratory birds and creating new habitat for other animals by burrowing into the sand. Using a rubber mallet and a little bit of a PVC pipe, Christina and her students were collecting plugs of sand in different areas of Plum Beach.
So we collect those plugs of sand, we take them back to the laboratory, and then each one we survey and sift for how many eggs are in there. And we record that data year after year. So it gives us an index.
Every late spring, horseshoe crabs crawl into the shallow waters of Jamaica Bay to mate and lay eggs in the sand.
You know, you think about the great animal migration, you know, the Serengeti or something like that. And yet we have one of these spectacular migrations occurring right here in the city. And for people who might not ever have the chance to witness, you know, mass spawning events that occur elsewhere in the world, there's something right here that you can see that is quite spectacular.
Horseshoe crabs are also important to humans. Their blood is able to test for bacterial contamination in pharmaceutical drugs and vaccines. So, if you've ever gotten a flu shot, thank a horseshoe crab for making sure it was safe. Horseshoe crabs are harvested for their blood, as well as a source of bait for several fisheries.
Although they don't do that, this is all National Park Service area, so there's no legal catch permitted here on this beach.
Mark and Christina have been looking at horseshoe crabs at Plum Beach for several years now. In addition to understanding the population of horseshoe crabs, they're also studying their habitat.
So, I mean, the main reason we're doing this particular project is because in 2012, at the western end, the beach was severely eroded, and there was basically a serious threat of undercutting the Belt Parkway. It had started to erode badly, and they had put some sandbags and rubble and stuff like that along the beach.
We were at the eastern end of Plum Beach, making our way west, collecting sand.
And this area, although it's not really a natural beach, is a more natural beach, or less disturbed.
To prevent further erosion, in 2012, there was an enormous amount of new sand placed on the western end by government agencies.
So we have really a nice sort of before-after control type study where we know what the other end looked like before they did the restoration. We know what this area stayed relatively constant, and so what we've been looking at is whether or not the crabs respond to this beach nourishment and have they come back in numbers that are comparable to the undisturbed area.
After about 5 years of this study, the researchers found that horseshoe crabs still prefer to mate on natural, undisturbed beaches.
So I think it has to do with the type, the texture of the sand that was put back is not really as suitable as the sand that's accumulating here.
To assist with this multi-year project, students have been participating in the research.
It's a great project to do with these undergrads because they get to collect real field data. They're participating in a long-term research project. So this is their civic engagement experience, contributing to the solution of a local community problem.
It also is a good learning tool to show students who are from an urban area that there's actually some pretty neat ecology right in their own backyards.
Yeah, absolutely. The students seem to agree.
This is my second time coming here in Palm Beach, and it's awesome.
Yeah, so why is it awesome?
I mean, not every day you get to come out and like look for horseshoe crab. I didn't even know what a horseshoe crab was before I even like came out here. I don't know what it looked like until I Googled it, but it's like, it's nice, you know, you pick it up, it looks, at first looks creepy, it looks like a, like vicious, but it's like harmless.
Yeah.
And also it's like, they're very important to our everyday life. They're very beneficial for us.
How many classes can you say let you actually go outdoors and do something?
Yeah.
So there's that, and I feel like it kind of gives you like some experience like in the field, like how to, like what the proper protocol and procedure is. And so for students, it gives them like good experience.
What is it that you like about coming out here and helping out with the research?
What's interesting, I mean, it's also something to do, something to get out. I mean, I didn't know there were so many opportunities for like citizen science, and then now that I took her ecology class, and really I can see that there's a lot of opportunities, and there's a lot that like us just random civilians can do. And find research, it's cool. You're more involved.
They also agreed that this experience will help them in the future.
So you think, like, being out here is going to help you with that next step?
Yeah, because I learned about the protocols for a research project, anything from size of the area you're studying to time, all the little important details that it's my first experience dealing with.
Knowing, like, the bigger picture is very important, and it's interesting, and being actually able to participate and do research on it is great.
It's kind of, like, opened my mind to, like, trying to hopefully join more research programs over the summer.
One thing I want to do in the future is something that focuses on lab work, like doing lab work and field work. I'm not sure exactly what, since biology is such like a broad field.
And do you think this experience will help put you wherever you want to be?
I think so.
It was great being out with this group of people contributing to a great cause. Despite their prehistoric appearance, horseshoe crabs can connect people to place.
So, I mean, a lot of people kind of are attuned to the importance of the animal, and I think there is generally respect for it. I see people who might not otherwise know much about the animals come along and overturn the ones that have flipped over and rescue them. Horseshoe crabs have been around for 400 and some odd million years. So you have animals that have really been survivors that persist even now in these urban locations as well as in more pristine areas. And so throughout the world, there are people concerned about the declining numbers of horseshoe crabs, what might be the cause, and what might be some steps that people could take to try to keep these animals from seeing their numbers go even lower. Crabs are, I think, something that reminds me of the spirit of New York itself, a tough survivor, not necessarily the prettiest animal out there, but something that is resilient over time. Jamaica Bay is obviously a very urbanized location. They're sort of symbolic, I think, of an urban ecology.